We will do our confession.
And we should be the first. I put the slide there.
Thank you, Lord.
Alright, that's good. Let's do it. Pull up your Bible. Because we can only confess this because of what the Bible says, amen?
Amen.
And so when you live out your Bible, live it up with conviction. Live it up, you know, with faith. And when you say it, say it with all your heart. Really, really mean it. Alright? If you want, you can wave it around a little bit just to show the devil, make him angry a little bit more. Alright? We will win.
We will win.
Because we believe.
Because we believe.
What the Word of God.
What the Word of God.
Says about.
Says about.
Who we are.
Who we are.
What we have.
What we have.
And what we can do.
And what we can do.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Walk and agree.
Walk and agree.
With God's, what? With what God says.
With what God says.
Amos 3:3.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. Maybe let's pray. Let's pray before I share this morning. Dear Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you. We adore you, Lord. Lord, we are ready to receive your word today. We are ready to receive the Rhema word for us today. Lord, our ears are open, our mind is alert, and our heart is ready to receive. And as we receive the truth of the word of God, we will be set free.
Amen.
We will be changed. We will be transformed. And we will sound it out, the words that you have given to us. And right now, we also sound it out to the atmosphere, to the hurting humanity, to the hurting generation. We say to you, come, there is an answer. There is a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a solution, and the answer is Jesus.
Amen.
Everyone say, amen. Jesus.
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 Give him a shout of praise today. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So today I want to share with you about serving as sons of the house, or as sons of God. We want to serve the Father with intensity. Serve the Father with intensity. What does intensity mean? It simply means it's someone that, you know, doesn't give up easily. It's someone who has made up their mind that they will serve God no matter what.
Amen.
Amen. It's someone that, you know the English saying where the going gets tough, the tongue gets going. Okay. That is the kind of attitude we want to those who say, I want to serve God. I want to serve God. And we want to just not just say it once, but over and over, and also follow that with our actions, with our mentality, with our attitude, with our motivation. Now, I just want to share before that, you know, this week, Tuesday, I went for jogging for the first time after many, many months, right? Okay? Now, the plan was that I wanted to go to the gym, okay? And I made up my mind about it. I said, I'm going to have to exercise today, right? But, long story short, the key to the gym is with Amy. And Amy was in life group. I said, and then the thought didn't occur. Take one more week rest. You know, you can just go another way and all this. I was like, no, I made up my mind. I have to exercise. What can I do? Jogging, right? Free. Alright? And then, so before even I jog, I said, okay, I made up my mind. I know my route. Okay, this is at my parents' house where it's like a rectangle. You go this way and then there's shop and then you go back up like that. Alright? So I told myself, I'm going to jog non-stop. This, the long bar, and I'm going to rest. And then after that, I'll see what happens. I'll jump home. Right? And you force yourself because you have to go home. So I'll have to either walk or jump home. So when I started, wow, very good. Sort of halfway, I said, cannot stop. Gotta go. But you know, heart, arms are hurting. You know, stomach also start turning, the speech, you know, all the signs of not exercising for so long has come, right? But I said, no, I made up my mind, I'm going to run non-stop on this long run. So I made it, good, I feel so good. So I rested, I just walked slowly this way. And then when it comes to this side, I said, well, I haven't really made up my mind about it. I said, I'll just run as best I can, right? As best I can. And I ran, and tell you what, even without quarter, I'm already like so tired, and then I stop. can I better not exert myself and all that. And I was walking and walking, and then I began to tell myself, I said, hey, how come when going, I said to myself, I will do it, and I did. You know, it's like there's this thing about the mind, when you set yourself a goal and you can do it better.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
When you set it, you know, you can do it better. When you don't set it by me, So as I was approaching my house, it's kind of like halfway. And I said, no, I don't waste time, right? I'm already out, I'm already warmed up. Okay, I'm just gonna run as fast as I can until I run home. Okay? And so I did it. And I was like, well, again, the pain all started to come back. I said, no, I'm not going to stop until I reach home. And you know what? I don't know if you've jogged before. They call this thing the athletes, I don't know what is it, but when you know you're reaching, you get more strength. You become the faster, you begin to sprint home, right? And then all the pain, all just you just forget about it and you just go.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm talking about. When we set ourselves that you want to serve God with intensity, this is what I'm talking about. You know, it's not saying how fast or what, it's saying that I will finish it well, I will not give up, and I will keep going. Amen? Alright? So, and also, once we set that attitude or motivation in mind, you know, we begin to have a good attitude about it. So that when we begin to serve God, we say we will always do it with joy. It's not saying when you're really sad, you try to smile. It's not saying about not being truthful to yourself. But what I find is that when you set yourself, I will serve God with intensity, with joy, with whatever happens, then when the inside of you is smiling, the outside will show.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what paramedics are? The ambulance, those emergency ambulance that rush out to save people, right? You know their first training is what? Is to remain calm.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Because when they have that kind of attitude, it changes atmosphere. So when we also have this intensity with this joy or this attitude of serving God with our whole heart, we will change the atmosphere wherever we go. You know, with the paramedics, you know, sometimes what you see is that they are so calm, the people that are involved at the family thinks that they don't care. It can be to that extent. But it's actually not. They've been trained to remain so calm that they calm the situation. You know, you see from that kind of, we can learn as well, that wherever we go, you know, whatever, either caroling or, you know, we got the Easter parade coming up, that when we say we want to do it with intensity, great joy, once we set it in our heart, it will show up in our face.
Yeah.
Amen? So this is what we're talking about. Alright. Let's read from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10. I have it there. Now, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So here, I don't know if you remember in my last sharing, we talked about why did God create us, right? The purposes of God, or how did God create us, right? And if we go to the next slide, just a quick recap. There in Genesis 1, 26 to 31, we basically created in the image and likeness of God. Everyone say we made created?
Created.
In the image. And likeness of God.
Likeness of God.
And remember that God created everything beautiful, everything was good. But with man, what did he say?
Very good.
Then, you know, God created us as a spirit being. Everyone say we created?
Created.
As a spirit being. With soul and body. Now, why are we created as a spirit being? So that we have the same great potential as God. So that we have the same substance as God has. And that when we have this inward potential in us, we can be like Him. Because it's of the same substance. We can reveal the invisible God to the visible world.
Yeah.
Alright? That's why, you know, and when we say this, can we be like Him? Let me ask you, can we be like Him?
Yes.
Can we be like Him?
Yes.
Okay? Then what is the question? What is the thing then? Is your decision. It's your choice. Whether you want to. You know, but with those choices that we make, there are things that we have to do. Like for example, Pastor just reminded us again about Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, where we have to daily present our bodies. We have to daily present our body. And when because we are created with the same substance as a spirit being, we can communicate to Him in the spirit as well. So that's why God created us the same with the same substance. And the second thing, and the third thing is, everyone say, we created.
Created.
To have a relationship,
with God.
So when we pray in the Spirit, knowing it or not, that we are beginning to touch the greatest power in the universe.
Amen.
We are beginning to touch the greatest Almighty God in the whole universe. Amen. Amen. Who created you and me. So, and this big with God wants to have a relationship with
Amen.
You and me.
Amen.
Doesn't that make you wow?
Wow.
Alright, and God is always looking for those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. Yeah. Right? And why? Why does He create us with all this great potential? Mm. It's so that we are created so that we can serve Him.
Amen.
You know, we give it back. You know, so that He can demonstrate His power here on earth. With Christ's redemptive work on the cross, He has made it possible.
Amen.
With our own effort, we can't do it. But with Christ's redemptive work on the cross, He has made us possible to be connected to Him, to be able to communicate with Him, to do what Jesus did while He was here on planet Earth. And Jesus promised what? That greater works than this He will do because of our Holy Spirit that He has put in us. Amen?
Amen.
Alright, so today I just want to focus on number four. We're created to serve God. Everyone say me, created
to serve God.
And then just to put the number five, because that is our destiny basically, right? And number five, say me, created
to rule,
and reign with God. Okay? Now, if we go to the next slide. Okay, sorry for the blurry picture, but do you all know what that is?
Yes.
Okay. In fact, you know, last week my wife shared this, right? Very good sharing on identity, right? Your ID card.
Yeah.
Alright? Now, when she was giving the example, it's like driving license and all that. But put it in simple, when you go to a conference, right? You also get an ID card. Yeah?
Yeah.
And on your ID card, it will show you firstly who you are. Alright? That's me. Alright? Where you're from. Sometimes, depending on the conference, you say where you're from. Right, so the first one there is to identify you. Right, ID card is everyone say with me, identity.
Identity.
Okay. Now, something that we never observe is that the identity card also tells us where we are going.
Mm.
Right, because if you go to a science conference, you go to say the Perth Convention Center, right, and you get an ID card, they always have to put which conference you're going to, because if not, you'll be confused. Right? Because they run maybe 4 to 5 conferences at one time in the Perth Convention Center.
Yep.
So here we know where I went in 2015 to the Global Leaders Summit. This is the one, the conference with Dr. Jonathan Levy in Moa. Right?
Yep.
So when we talk about identity, ID, right? The I stands for identity, but the D stands for your destiny, where you're going. All right? Now. Alright, I think some of the leaders were preaching on Sunday after the SOS, and I was like, wow, this is good. Even I ever see that, and I was like, nah, right? It was really good. I hooked on to that message. Because, why? Whenever we come to church, or whenever we come to any conference, like what I talked about, like church conference, you know, or Dr. Vernon Falls meeting, you know, Dr. Jonathan David and all that. Two things happens, right? One is we get an affirmation of our identity, which means we don't have to do anything per se. We just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and God gives us an identity, and that identity is in Christ.
Yeah.
It's something that we don't earn. You know what I mean? It's something that God was already predestined. He wants you, and when we believe in Him, you are His child. Okay, this is the identity, right? We talk about sons of the house, sons of God. But with destiny, it's a confirmation of where we're going, but that has to do with how we walk with Him, how we decide to live with Him. Because even though all that destiny is set, how we finish it depends on us. Yeah, because we can have life, eternal life, but Jesus wants us to have abundance life. We can have life, and Jesus wants us to have fruitful life.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why he gave us the parable of the talents. Do we want to be just the one with the one talent?
No.
We want to be the one with the five, with the ten. And with the five or ten that God has given us, when we are faithful, God gives us more.
Yeah.
Right? This is what we're talking about. When, you know, when we are born again, when we are saved, that is only the beginning. Yes, we now qualify into heaven, but we can qualify for lots of rewards. Lots of crowns. And the Bible says, all these crowns for what? In the end, so that when we go to heaven, we can present it back to Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing when you come to heaven? You can just use your imagination. When you go to heaven, you're like, wow, you got so many. Jesus, look, all my fruits that, you know, with you teaching me and I doing it, I receive all this, now I give it back to you. Mm-hmm. Or you want to go to heaven, be like, hi, it's me, like, just one. Right?
Yeah.
This is what, when we learn about, you know, eternal heaven or crown of righteousness and all this is what I imagine. Right? And then when we sing the song, you know, as we cast our crown, you know, I imagine this. When we sing, you know, it's like, really, do I really have crowns to present to Him when I go to heaven? Do I really have fruits to present back to Him?
Yeah.
When we think this way, it just makes it a bit more excited.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not, because life is not just here on earth. This is just a little probationary period.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just a little period of time for our test. And then when we get into eternal life, that's where real life happens. Amen?
Yeah.
Alright? So, we have a job to do while we're here. If we don't have a job, means once we receive Christ, boom, straight into heaven. But that doesn't happen. Right? Because when we are saved, when we believe in the Lord Jesus, we have a job to do here. We don't just wait to go to heaven while we are here on earth. Let's make a decision to serve Him with intensity. Amen?
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 Amen.
Alright, now, let's go into the scriptures. Alright, let's go into Philippians chapter 3, 12 to 14. Alright, Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14 says, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward. Everyone say, may press toward.
Press toward.
The goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let's turn now to 2 Timothy 2. Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things which you have heard from Him among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good
soldier.
Alright, catching you off guard there, okay? As a good
soldier
of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of his life, that he may please Him who enlisted him as a
soldier.
Okay. And also, if anyone competes in
athletics,
he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
Yeah.
The hardworking
farmers
must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Alright, and in 1 Corinthians 9, 16 to 27, that one is a long passage, but just the key words there, key phrases. When we talk about, you know, in Ephesians 2, 8 to 10, we created for good works. What is the good works about? It's concerning the gospel. It concerns the good news. It concerns the kingdom of God. So, you know, Paul keeps saying here, preach the gospel, preach the gospel. You know, if I'm this, I do it because I want to preach the gospel. I make myself a servant. You know, I run in such a way, not uncertain. I fight and I discipline myself. And we see here, Paul is basically trying to say, you know, when he runs his race, he's running it with intensity. You know, he's running it with a purpose. Not like don't know what to do, but he's certain. He fight for it, you know, because there are going to be challenges. All right. As soon as we are saved, the devil is unhappy, yeah. Right? And he is going to try as best as he can to either disturb us or make us so comfortable that we don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So we got to realize that there is a spiritual warfare going on. We got to recognize that there is an enemy. But yes, recognize he is also defeated. Right? Because if we don't recognize this, we think that we can just do whatever we like. You know, when we run this race, you know, we see it as though like, oh, it's going to be a holiday, it's just nice and all this. You know, God promises that He will take care of us, so we don't have to worry. But we got to know that we are in this fight.
Yeah.
And so when we, before we enter this fight, let's make a decision, you know, to serve Him with intensity. Amen? All right, so I'm going to give you today 3 D's. All right, 3 D's.
Wow.
From Dino. Yeah, 3 D's, right? To be an antidote to a 3 D's that are negative.
Yeah.
Okay? Alright, the first one, when we talk about serving God with intensity, Aaron said it means determined.
Determined.
Okay, what does determined mean? It's basically making up our mind to run and win the crowd. So we're not just running like me, jogging. I run as best as I can. You know, if I'm tired, I'll just stop or I'll just walk. Alright? This, Paul is saying, when you run, make sure you run in such a way to win the crown.
Yeah?
And so that we can present it back to Him. Now this will be an antidote to the first D, which is discouragement.
Yeah.
Alright? Discouragement can come in many ways, as one of it is offenses. Alright? Discouragement can also come from thoughts from the devil. Alright? You know, when Pastor first to start preaching and all that, you know, thoughts like, yeah, no one will understand you. No one, who likes it? Your message so simple. And then you say again the same thing, sound of the house, sorry. I'll be honest with you, it does come, alright? But just to encourage the preachers is that when people come out and go, that's a good message. I'm not saying that's what I'm looking for, but it does help. But now, we know that it doesn't matter whether someone is excited or anything like that. What I have to be responsible for, yeah. I put my whole effort into preparing a message.
Yeah.
I put the time in to pray the Spirit, to get the Rhema word for all of us.
Yeah,
because I'm not preaching to you, right? I'm preaching... It's for us, all right. I'm not just challenging you; I'm challenging us. Because sometimes when I preach, you know, God put it. Am I also doing that, right? You know, it's a challenge for everyone. Yeah. So and the Bible even warns that like, offenses will sure come, right? You know, miscommunication or things people does that just ticks us off, right? This one will happen. The Bible says, but what do? We say we forgive them. And we keep going.
Yeah.
We keep going. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because if not, then we will give up easily.
Yeah.
If we don't set our mind.
Yeah.
So, if we go to the next one. You know, we got to keep our faithfulness to God and do the right thing. Right? Because it's easy to do the right thing when things are good and comfortable. But when people start hurting you and, you know, some, you know, in the lab, we have students come and go as well. And some of them are a bit... let's say odd, all right, and you know, and it's just make work, you know. But when you set your mind to it, when you say that I will serve God no matter what, all these things will become small. Yeah, and if you see Joseph, right, in the Bible, you know, I've heard this message before, right? Joseph has 3 P's in his life: the pit, the prison, and the palace. And then I also saw another version. There's actually 5. It depends what you want. You add on pet in the beginning, pet, pit, right? And then Potiphar, and then prison, and then palace. So it depends which one you want. Let's go with the 3 P's. We know that God has given a vision to Joseph, right? And when we talk about movies or say series, right? So you can say episode 1, episode 2, and episode 3. Right? God knows our end.
Yeah.
God knows that we should be ruling and reigning with Him.
Yeah.
Right? That should be our palace. That's episode 3, final episode.
Yeah.
Right? Trilogy. Right? That's the final movie. That should be palace. But if we don't recognize that, and we haven't seen that, when we come to episode 1, is that like backwards to where we're supposed to go?
Yeah.
The pit. And then just as he was beginning to come up with it, ooh, I got hope. Yeah, episode 2 is prison. Right? And then you know that in the story, or you read yourself in Exodus, you see that God, Joseph, through his faithfulness, that not to defile himself, no matter what happens, he will still serve God.
Amen.
We see that he gets promoted to the palace. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Alright. So, you know, if we don't realize this, if we don't have intensity in our life, you know, any kind of dark cloud, any offense, straight away we will turn away. You know, we gotta stay on and do what right. Whatever, everyone say to me, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
I will serve God.
I will serve God.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
I will not give up.
I will not give up.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
I will serve Him.
I will serve Him.
Amen.
Amen.
And when we see Paul giving this example, the soldier, the athlete, and the farmer, and Grace has shared this a few weeks ago, right? Even the soldier, he's determined to finish the war, right? There are many battles in one war. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't just go, win first battle, okay, let's go home, let's rest and all that. You gotta keep going until finish. Even if he gets shot and get hurt in battle, as soon as he's done, he goes back in.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't say, oh, I'm so scared now, the bomb's too loud, the gun's too, you know, all this. A soldier doesn't say that.
Yeah.
A soldier's determined.
Yeah.
Athletes the same. Athletes, before even starting the race, they already determined that they're gonna do their best. And they're gonna have to beat the best. They know what time to beat, and they train and train and train, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And their focus is to win. The farmer, right? He's determined because he say he wants say he wants let's say apple. He wants apple trees, right? Right, he wants apple, he's determined. What do I have to do to have apple trees? I have to plant apple seeds. I have to do this. He's determined. If not, if the harvest is not overnight, he's going to give up. If the harvest doesn't come in 1 week, he's going to give up. 1 month. You know, we know that trees don't grow overnight.
Yeah.
Right? It takes a long time. But the farmer says, I will do this. And he's got to follow through with it.
Yeah.
If not, he's got to water it every day, even though he just see blank soil. Even though he see little tiny leaves. But he keeps watering it, right? He's not lazy.
Yeah.
He's hardworking. Amen?
Amen?
So when we are determined, we see these qualities in us when we are determined.
Yeah.
All right, the next one. Everyone say with me, discipline.
Discipline.
All right? And the antidote there is distraction or laziness. All right? So here, in 1 Timothy 4:7, it says, it talks about discipline and training. And in another version, right? It says that I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Alright? And in 1 Timothy 4:7, there it says that on the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. And in Romans 12, 1 and 2, we know that that's about presenting our body. Romans 13, 14 says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision in the flesh in regard to its lust. So here it's talking about discipline so that we can do the purposes of God. And we take the example again in this as a soldier. You know, can you fire that? Alright? As a soldier, they normally carry a lot of things. Right? The gun is very heavy, the bag is very heavy. Do they go, we need a lighter gun? I don't want this gun. No, they cannot say that. I don't want to carry this bag. No, they cannot say that. What do they do instead? They discipline themselves so that they be stronger. They train themselves. Alright? And I've heard this recently as a scout last time, we used to march a lot. Right? And soldiers, navy, all that, march a lot. And I also thought of this question before. Why is it so important? What is the point of marching? Right? And we thought that marching was just for performance, because that's where we see it. Right? When they parade for the president, right? We see them march. And that's what I thought as well. Marching is just for that. But recently I heard that, you know, marching is actually to train the soldier's body to respond to instruction. So it looks like nothing, right? Just straight, 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 left, right, left, right. But it actually has a purpose. It's to train, discipline the body so that it listens to instruction, immediately respond. So when I heard that, I was like, wow, then I wouldn't have taken marching in my scouts lightly, right? Because in Malaysia, you do it in the sun, and you know, some friends do faint and all that because of all the marching, the hard work. But when we see that what marching does, we begin to see the discipline is so, so important for, in fact, the greater the job, the greater the discipline we must have. Amen?
Yeah.
Alright, athletes is the same. They not only do they train to be faster, stronger, but they have to watch what they eat. Right? Okay, go ahead. Right? You know, an athlete who wants to win the race can't have McDonald's every day. Can't have pizza every day.
Yeah.
Right? They can't just have KFC every day.
Oh.
Or every Tuesday when it's cheap. But, you know, what we see here is that we gotta train ourselves so that when it comes to the hard work, we don't say it's too hard.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
Yeah.
But once we determine, the next one once we have to set is the discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, for me, if I want to improve my jogging so that I don't stop for the whole square, I gotta keep doing it.
Yeah.
I gotta keep like saying, maybe don't eat so much KFC.
Yeah.
Right? Don't eat unhealthy food.
Yeah.
Right? Gotta eat healthy food.
Yeah.
Yeah? And also gotta do the exercise as well. Not just eating, but actually doing it as well. And the farmer, with his discipline, is the timing. Because the farmer can't say, oh, it's time to sow, but I don't feel like it today. I'm just going to sleep. And tomorrow, I still don't feel like it. Because if he don't discipline with the timing, he's going to miss it. Right? Sowing time, reaping time, all this thing, watering time and all that. They're all timings, and he's got to do it when it needs to. Right? Do you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. It can't be lazy. So again, we see here when we're disciplining ourselves, we gotta put it in such a way that the Bible gives us these three examples, like the soldier, like the athlete, and like the farmer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And also then we will not be distracted and be led away to be what people want us to do. Right? People can do it, but we can't. Why? Because we've set our mind to it.
Yep.
And I know. Things may seem right, but what is right in the Word of God?
Yeah.
What is the truth? What is righteous?
Amen.
Amen. That's what we got to ask ourselves. Then, when we are disciplined in this way, we can stand for God. Amen.
Amen.
We can say that I will stand. Everyone say me. I will stand for righteousness, and truth. Because if we don't do the little things, we don't stand for the little things. How can we stand with the big things?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't even have discipline in our life. Then how are we going to work outside when God wants to send us out here, you know, strategic man and all this? God will see our faithfulness, and you see that, and that will put us into position. Amen?
Yeah.
Alright, last one. To be distinguished. Everyone say, be distinguished.
Distinguished.
Alright? Distinguished basically means to stand out from the crowd and not flow with the normal. Right? Because in Matthew 7:13-14, it says, enter through the narrow gate. Everyone say, narrow gate.
Narrow gate.
For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few will find it. So this is an antidote. I cheated a bit. I can't find a D, negative D word. But to be indifferent. To be indifferent, basically, to be normal, to be mediocre, to just join the crowd. Right? Because sometimes what we will find that once we set our mind to do something, it seems that no one else is doing it. And how come? How come, like, you know, you feel like, oh, maybe I shouldn't because it's not normal. But God doesn't want us to be normal.
Yeah?
Yeah? God wants us to be special. He's chosen us specifically for the assignment. If we see in Gideon and his 300 men, you know, there was 30,000 men that went, but only 300 was chosen. Because they were different. They were different. And we like to sing this song, right? I have decided to follow Jesus. And one of the verse was, everyone say with me,
don't let go with me, still I will follow. Don't let go with me, still I will follow. Don't let go with me, still I will follow.
Now when we sing this song, don't just say, oh, that's a Sunday school song, very nice to sing, we sing at baptism, but it can be really be in our life when we sing this. Don't run, go with me, I still will follow. Because if we don't, we will just be led away by the crowd, led away into the world. You know, last time when I was a young Christian, we used to have Bible studies, right? Bible studies. Anyway, this is what my friends used to say. Why do you keep going to Bible studies? Bible. You know, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, and it's like, I know that it's doing good for me. I know that it's important. All this because it's training me up. But you know, from a perspective of the world, they don't know. Yeah. They're like, hey, Friday night, isn't that your time to relax, go out, be with friends? Right? And they say things like that. And if we are not determined, we are not disciplined, we're gonna go, oh yeah.
Amen.
Okay. Right. So better. You know?
Yeah.
And then you have excuses like, oh, what if I lose my friends? You know, things like that. These are things that have been in my mind. But what have I seen is that I kept going to Bible studies, obviously, and all this. But my friends are still my friends. Yeah. Right? They don't say, because you're like that. But what is it that they see, whether you're sincere or not? Yeah. When you say that Bible study is important for me, you got to follow it up.
Yeah.
Right? This is what I begin to see. Why must you go pray me every week? Isn't it the same? No. Right? It's like, what I'm trying to say is hard to explain to them. But you yourself, when you say this, you gotta carry it with your own word.
Yeah?
And then what I begin to see is then they begin to plan things around it. They're like, oh, we know you're only free the third Friday, or something like that, right? It's like, do you have, you know, they ask. Because they value, they see your sincerity.
Yeah.
They see it. And this is what I'm talking about. It's not about, oh, you are here, here, like that, okay?
Yeah.
Because we're going to see that the world has nothing to offer.
Yeah.
They think the Friday night is yay and all that. They think they're happy, but in the end, it's empty.
Yeah.
Right? But we got to show that, you know, when we say the Bible side is good,
yeah.
You know, the prayer meeting is making me stronger spiritually. You know, coming to church is not just listening, and then go to sleep or anything like that. We gotta show it. We gotta show it to the
Amen.
Yep. All right, because if we say we have the answer, we have to act like there is an answer.
Yeah.
If we say that it's gonna be there is hope in Jesus, we gotta act hopeful as well.
Yeah. That's right.
And when we see that something that is not right, you know, this kind of distinguished people will find a solution for it.
Amen.
Right? We don't just say, hey, that's no, point fingers, but we become the solution.
That's it.
Amen?
Amen.
Alright, not just a spectator. Aaron said, I don't want to be a spectator.
I don't want to be a spectator.
I want to be a contributor.
I want to be a contributor.
Say again, I don't want to be a spectator.
I don't want to be a spectator.
I want to be a contributor.
I want to be a contributor.
Alright, okay? Now, when we, you know, after this message, you know, our empty arrows every Sunday. Wow, we feel so good. It's a good message today. Wow. And then what we begin to see is that Monday comes, Tuesday comes, and all that. Then the enemy will try to whisper, right? We'll try to whisper, hey, you preach such a good message on Sunday. Monday regular, Tuesday regular, right? Oh, you've already done so much in EC. Take a break, you know? Or maybe it's the other way around. You didn't do that well. People were sleeping while you were studying. Right? Message and all this. You know, you get discouraged. Or you go and meet. You go to work, you meet your colleagues, you get offended, and then you're like, you get very disturbed. And then the enemy says, you see, you're not changed. You still react, you still get angry and all these different things. But we must recognize that the enemy is not happy when we are getting better.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
We have to know that because alright? Because the enemy will try to do these three negative things.
Yeah.
He will try to discourage us.
Yeah.
He will try to distract us. Maybe discouraging another word because I'm strong. Yeah. Okay. Maybe he starts distracting us with you say you want to get fitter. This week KFC got specialist 50% instead of all the time. Okay? But these are examples we can identify with. But truly, we're talking about distraction in spiritual, okay? Even though I'm giving you natural examples. Sometimes it becomes make us to be indifferent, where we say,
Why want to keep doing this?
Yeah.
Let's just be normal. You know, I just, never mind. It's not wrong. It's not wrong, quote unquote. Just want to be relaxing, just be normal, be ordinary. But, you know, we see here all these demonic thoughts can come to us.
Yeah.
Right? Even the great man Elijah. Right, Elijah? What thoughts that made him so afraid and ran away was, or wanted to die was, you are all alone. You are the only one.
Yeah.
That was the only thought that came to his mind. It broke him so much.
Yeah.
And he said, take me, Lord, let me go to heaven with you. Right? But what did God say? God said, no, there's actually more prophets that has not given themselves to bow. 7,000, in fact. Right? And that revived him.
Yes.
Yeah? So we gotta know that, you know, all these words that we receive, the devil will try to take it away from us. Yeah, he will throw thoughts, he will bring things, circumstances. That's why it's important to be determined. That's why it's important to be disciplined. That's why it's important to not be normal.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can recognize all this and we move forward. And we move forward. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So don't let the enemy disturb us. And guard ourselves with the Word of God. So we don't just hear the Word of God on Sunday. Because we got to keep reminding ourselves what God says about us. We got to remind ourselves. We got to get that Rhema word daily. Amen?
Yes. Yeah.
And we've been learning through John Austin. And he gave us a lot of tips about how to deal with the devil. Right? If we see these negative thoughts coming in, negative dreams, everyone say with me, I rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
Shut up.
Shut up.
And get up.
And get up.
Alright? You can say to yourself because it's coming into you, right? So
yeah.
You say, I rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
Shut up.
Shut up.
And get up.
And get up.
Right? We see it in the principles that when God, when Jesus deal with them, this is the three things he's telling, tell the devil, tell the demons to do it. So anytime when, because if we entertain the thoughts, we start believing it, you know, then he's got a hold of us. He's got no power.
Yeah.
He's got no power.
Yeah.
But what he can do only is lie, deceive.
Yeah.
You know, he just put all these thoughts. And if we take the bait, then he's got a control of our life. But we don't have to.
Yeah.
Right? We don't have to. We can say, I rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
Shut up.
Shut up.
And get up.
Get up.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we don't have to live like that anymore. You know, up and down, up and down, and up. But I'm not saying that it's going to be smooth sailing.
Yeah.
What is going to happen is that the more we are determined and we go, when we see all these different things, we know how to overcome it.
Yeah, yeah.
We know how to overcome it, right?
Yeah,
you know, because emotions can be real in a way, right? We can be sad, we can be angry and all this, but what do we do after? What do we do with it, right? So when we say to ourselves, I will finish the race strong. No matter what, I will serve you, God. I will serve you with my whole heart, my whole strength. You know, we see we get stronger and stronger. Okay? And then, just like the jogging, we don't say, oh, round one was good, I've already done it. But we gotta keep going.
Yeah.
Gotta keep going.
Yeah.
You know, having great mentality, it's very important. Sorry, just get the rest, okay? We gotta start seeing the world, okay, or our situation, our environment, as who we are. Which means what the Bible tells us. That's why we have this confession. So that we remind ourselves that we are who we are because of what the Bible says. We will win because of what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Right? We are who we are because of what the Bible says. We have what we have because of what the Bible says. And we do what we can do because of what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Amen? That is the identity that we have. That is the destiny we have.
Yes.
And we have a great destiny. Don't let the enemy cheat us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I'll give you one last analogy. And this is a real one, okay? I don't know if you call it testimony or not, but... Alright, I used to do taekwondo in school, right? And there is this... and every year, at the end of the year, there will be competition, right? Among schools and all that. And there is this particular year, for some reason, everyone get kicked in the face and got a blood nose. I don't know why, but normally every areas don't really have that much. But in this particular, the round I was in, or what you call the group, or the weight group I was in, you know, first round, I look at my friend's back, kick on it, bleeding out. And then I see round two, my right, same, got kicked in the face, nose bleed out. And then, it started to scare me. And this is literally what happens. I go, Oh yeah, I think my round, because I'm going against another friend, just because the one who kicked two other friends out has progressed, right? Which means if I win my round, I'm gonna meet him. Yeah? And he's like taller than me. Because last time I'm chubby, right? That's why I'm really tall. Every time I put in a group, either they're as chubby as me or they're tall. Right? They're skinny and tall or they're as chubby as me. Right? So it just happens that this guy that's been kicking everyone in the head, he's the tall one. He's got longer legs. So I begin to think to myself, what's the point of going to semi when I know that I'm going to meet this guy and I'm not even going to make it to finals? Yeah. So I actually did not do that well in my first round because I was scared.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, all these negative thoughts. And I begin to see that, I don't know why God brought, maybe it's for this message, this memory. Like, because I actually said to myself, what's the point of trying my best if I know the next round I'm going to beat someone unbeatable, I'm going to fight someone unbeatable. To me,
yeah,
it looked unbeatable.
Yeah.
So, and that obviously that year I didn't win anything. Yeah. Because I didn't try my best. And I was going against my friends, so I sort of like, you know when you're not doing your best. Yeah. It can look like you're fighting, you know, you're kicking, you're moving. But I know myself, I didn't do my best that year. And that's what we can do when the devil puts thoughts into us.
Yeah.
It's like, it's no point.
Yeah.
There's no point. I give all out and then nothing happens.
Mm.
Why? What if? What if? All this, what ifs?
Mm.
Right? And we gotta be determined in our walk with God.
Mm.
We gotta be determined when we say we serve you.
Yeah.
Are we really saying it with our whole heart?
Mm.
Are we gonna do our best? Are we gonna discipline ourselves so that we can achieve it? Right? So instead of like saying like don't do it, maybe what I should have done, okay fine, this year I don't win, but then I gotta train to be faster, to be more stronger and all that.
Yeah.
Right? Because there is a trick to fight a taller opponent.
Mm.
And the trick is to go closer. Because when you go closer, their legs go,
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Right? With Taekwondo. But in order to go closer, you gotta be fast. Right? You gotta be bold. You gotta, when you meet someone, as soon as it starts, you go straight in. Right? That is the trick to finding a taller opponent. So that should have been the winning mentality. Right? Because God is a winning God. Our God is a winning God. Right? He didn't create us, He didn't save us so that we can live a normal life.
Yeah.
He didn't create us, save us so that we live a defeated life.
Yeah.
He created us to win.
Yeah.
And He given us everything we need to win.
Yeah.
You know, just one. There are many things, but just one. Holy Spirit, that is already enough for us to win. Amen?
Yeah.
Alright? So we've got to change our thinking.
Amen.
Change our thinking. Everyone say we change my thinking.
Change my thinking.
Alright? So no more darkness and confusion, alright? But light.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
No more in living in disease, pain, and alright? But living in divine health.
Yeah.
Right? No more living in depression, you know, discouragement, but only love, joy, and peace.
Yes.
And boldness and courage.
Yeah.
No more decrease in my finances, but only increase.
Yeah.
Because God, our God, is a who blesses us. No more decline in our spiritual life, but incline.
Yes.
Which means we keep going higher and higher to the next level.
Yes.
So as we go forward, let's have this in mind. Right? Let's change our mind. Let's renew our mind day by day.
Amen.
Amen. And serve God with intent. Every time I say, I want to serve God.
I want